I will tell you a little bit about the wake. Well, the wake was the patronal festival and feast nearest to the October the 11th, dedicated, of course the church is dedicated to St. Denis, and it really arose from that. I understand in medieval times they used to have these little fairs as near to the church as they could. Well, firstly, I remember the wake as a child, we used to look forward to it coming for weeks, was held in a field which are now is near to the Crown, which is now built on with council houses, and that's been for some years. But we used to save our pennies, and there'd be riding horses, the ones that go up and down, swinging boats and coconut shies, and oh, such a lot of excitement. Well, after the these houses were built, this land was built on, it moved to the back of the Ram. And it's nothing approaching how it used to be, but relatives used to come. And I remember Dr. Meldrum, when he first came, he came as an assistant to Dr. Wilson. And of course, he was very Scotch. And my sister had just had a very bad car crash, and he came to see her, and he said, I went to the wake last night, 1 o'clock. And she thought, he said, it was 1 o'clock when he got home. But in other words, he'd 1 o'clock at darts. Of course, it was all lit up with naphtha flares, no electricity then. In July, we used to have what was known as Parade Sunday. And it was like Ascot Day. Lots of people got engaged and met the fellas coming to Ipswich Church Parade. They used to ride on horses with all the regalia and cloaks, and they'd be the bands, all the organisations, the clubs used to walk with the sashes. And a representative always came from the Royal Infirmary, and the collection went to the Royal Infirmary. And in the afternoon, we used to have this flower festival, and you either took about it from Sunday school. You used to have either take a bunch of flowers, or and then they used to be sent to the Royal Infirmary on the Monday. But it was quite a day. You always had something new for the church parade.